The hands. The hands are representative of our power, influence, talents, and abilities. That's why we say things like, I'll handle this one, or give me a hand, or it's out of my hands. So what are we supposed to do with everything that God has placed in our hands? You have something in your hands. God has given everyone something. Life itself is a gift. That reminds me, one day as King David sat on his throne, he looked around and contemplated the incredible amount of wealth and glory God had given him. From humble beginnings, he had become the richest and most powerful man in the world. So he summoned the prophet Nathan and said to him, I live so lavishly, and the ark of God resides in a tent. I'd like to build a temple for God. So King David called everyone in Israel, and after speaking to them, and starting with King David himself, then the leaders, then all of the people of Israel, each one brought a voluntary offering to build a temple for God. Now, after collecting the necessary funds to build a temple and moved by the generosity of the people, King David prayed, But who am I and who are my people that we can give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. It all belongs to you. You see, there's an often overlooked truth that's in the whole Bible, which King David touched on in his prayer. And the truth is that we don't really give anything. We only pass along what God has placed in our hands. And more importantly, what God has placed in our hands was placed there in order for us to benefit others. We're not the purpose for the gift. Instead, we are the means through which God wants to distribute the gift. David understood that it would be tragic to have been so blessed by God and that his only response would be to say, thanks, and just move along. King David understood that he was not supposed to consume everything that God had given him on himself. He understood that what God had placed in his hands was meant to reflect God, that God, the God who gave him life and everything he had. So, what has God placed in your hands? And how can you use it in a way that reflects God in this generation? Because you and your hands and everything that was in there was created by God and for God.